This week on Marginalia, we speak with Ayelet Waldman about her novel, A Perfect Hand.
I remember I was lying on the couch and I was just like whining, like, oh, I can't do this anymore. I can't think of a book. I'm never going to think of a book. And my oldest daughter said, oh, God, Mom, stop it. Here's what you need to do.
Saturday morning at 11:30 on 89.1 KMUW.
Good morning. It's Friday, May 22nd. I'm Lou Ann Stevens, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. The Wichita Public Library is urging children and adults to set a reading goal this summer.
Some kids, it looks like reading 10 minutes a day or reading X amount of books. So again, it kind of varies, but each age range has some prompts to go off of to kind of get them started. But really, we want to encourage every participant in the summer reading program to find what works best for them.
We'll look at the library's new and improved summer reading program after the news. Trauma survivors gathered Thursday at Wesley Medical Center to honor National Trauma Survivors Day. Former patients met with the medical teams who helped them in their recovery. Sawyer Earhart suffered a traumatic brain injury and says getting to come back is a full circle moment he's grateful for.
A lot of my stay here, I was pretty out of it. But all I remember from this place is warmth. I remember perseverance. I remember everyone being caring every single day. It started here, and I'm happy to get to come back.
Survivors got to play catch-up with care teams, take pictures, and were given awards to honor their recovery journey. More people in Kansas are choosing to go to college after the state's overall enrollment declined during the COVID-19 pandemic. KMUW's Daniel Cottle reports.
College enrollment in Kansas dropped by about 23,000 students in the early years of the pandemic. But the latest look at enrollment numbers indicates that trend is reversing. Elaine Frisby is Vice President of Finance and Administration for the Kansas Board of Regents. She says overall college enrollment is still down compared to 10 years ago.
We are importing non-resident students into our state. That's a positive, but again, that increase does not offset the reduction in our resident students.
Technical colleges have seen the most growth since 2015, reflecting the state's increased focus on career and technical education. The percentage of high school students earning credit hours at technical or community colleges has also doubled in the past decade. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Cottle.
A Wichita native who discovered the wreckage of the Titanic is back in Kansas to help launch a new exhibit. KMUW's Roger Nomer has more.
Oceanographer Robert Ballard is opening the exhibit that will tell the hidden story of Titanic's discovery. In the early 1980s, Ballard approached the Navy for funding to locate the ship. Instead, they wanted to use Ballard's technology for a secret mission. Navy officials directed him to locate two sunken nuclear subs. They created the Titanic cover story to hide the truth from the Russians.
My commanding officer wanted me to go back to one of them that had nuclear weapons because we don't like leaving them around on the bottom of the ocean.
An exhibit focused on the ship and the mission to discover it is at Wichita's Exploration Place Museum through the summer. For KMUW News, I'm Roger Nomer.
Four Johnson County school districts have taken the first step toward potentially suing the state of Kansas over special education funding. Jody Fortino reports.
Kansas hasn't met the 92% threshold to fund the extra cost per student for special education for 15 years. Blue Valley Schools, the DeSoto School District, Olathe Public Schools, and the Shawnee Mission School District say they spent more than $119 million last school year to cover the state's shortfall. The school districts say the chronic underfunding is pushing them to, quote, a financial breaking point, and that teachers, students, and staff pay the price. The districts formed a coalition to pursue legal representation to consider suing the state. I'm Jody Fortino.
For the first time in more than 80 years, all levels of the Kansas State Basketball Championships will be held in the Wichita region in 2028. KMUW's Zach Ruth reports.
The announcement from Visit Wichita and the Kansas State High School Activities Association says semifinal and final games of the 2028 State Basketball Championships will all take place across Wichita's regional footprint. Charles Koch Arena at Wichita State, Heartland Credit Union Arena in Park City, and the Garvey Center at Friends University will host games across 6 classifications for boys and girls. Two-way games will be held at Hutchinson Community College. The championship games haven't been played this close together since 1945. For KMUW News, I'm Zach Ruth.
Public swimming pools in Wichita will open the season operating on a rotating schedule because of a lifeguard shortage. For the Memorial Day holiday on Monday, only 4 of the city's 6 pools will be open. The pools at Ailey Park, College Hill, Harvest, and McAfee will operate from 1 to 5 p.m. Monday. As the city continues recruiting and hiring lifeguards, pools will operate on a rotating schedule. The Manissa and Orchard pools will open on Tuesday. The complete pool schedule is at wichita.gov/aquatics. The city of Derby will break ground next week on a new $160 million water park development. The Derby Shores Lagoon and Resort will feature a nearly 4-acre man-made lagoon with a white sand shoreline. It will also have restaurants, event spaces, lodging, and outdoor gathering areas. The groundbreaking ceremony is planned for 1 o'clock Tuesday afternoon at the development site near Tall Tree and Amber Ridge in Derby, behind the Sandbox Restaurant. After the ceremony, a reception at the Sandbox will feature renderings of the resort and a chance to talk to project managers. The National Institute for Aviation Research at Wichita State University has expanded its environmental testing lab with a new blowing sand chamber. The new chamber will allow NIAR to test aircraft parts under harsh environmental conditions. Officials say it will complement other equipment that's already in use. Testing equipment under blowing sand conditions is especially important for helicopters and other aircraft that operate in abrasive environments. The chamber's vertical setup is unique compared to the industry standard, which NIAR says will allow greater accuracy and consistency with testing. Many City of Wichita facilities and attractions will be closed or have special hours for the Memorial Day holiday. Closures on Monday include City Hall, the Animal Shelter, and the Wichita Art Museum. The Wichita Transit and Paratransit also will not be in service. Some attractions will be open for regular hours, including Botanica and the Riverside Tennis Center. Various public pools will remain open from 1 to 5, and splash pads will be open from 10 until 8. A complete list of closures and special hours is at wichita.gov. We'll be back after this.
This week on You're Saying It Wrong.
My needs were not satisfied. My needs were unsatisfied, which made me dissatisfied.
Tiny differences and big differences in words that seem like they're exactly the same. That's this week on You're Saying It Wrong from KMUW Studios.
I'm Lou Ann Stevens, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. Memorial Day weekend marks the unofficial kickoff to summer. For readers, that means it's prime season to kick back in a hammock or relax by the pool and soak up a good book. KMUW's Jennifer Anima headed to the Wichita Public Library to find out what they have planned for children and adults.
The Wichita Public Library's annual summer reading program encourages children, teens, and even adults to read and track their progress. The library offers incentives like local restaurant coupons, free books, and bookmarks when participants reach their goal. David Garcia is the Senior Communications Specialist at the Wichita Public Library. He says the program helps children maintain their literacy skills during a time when they aren't in school.
School is out. Maybe they're not getting traditional education. They come back in the fall, not as prepared or have fallen back a little bit. So to try to address that and really just spark a love of reading that goes on throughout the whole year, libraries really make an effort to make reading in the summer super fun, engaging, easy, and accessible.
The library is meeting people where they are in terms of reading this summer. In previous years, the program has had a set amount of books someone has to read in order to receive any of the prizes. Last year, it got rid of that rule and is allowing people to decide their own reading goal.
Some kids, it looks like reading 10 minutes a day or reading X amount of books. So again, it kind of varies, but each age range has some prompts to go off of to kind of get them started. But really, we want to encourage every participant in the summer reading program to find what works best for them.
Community members can expect various events throughout the next couple of weeks that match the annual theme. This year, that theme is Unearth a Story. Garcia says people can expect a mix of STEM, history, and art activities.
We're going to do a lot of really fun things that tap into that idea that you can dig up something good and that there's always a story.
But the activities aren't limited to children. Adults will see events for them, including looking into family ancestry. Garcia says parents are also encouraged to pick up a book this summer to model reading for their children. The adult program challenges people to read any 5 books or complete 5 activities from a list. When completed, they will be entered to win a grand prize at the end of the summer. And for those who struggle to read physical books, the library also offers audiobooks through the Libby app for adults and audio wonder books or Tony boxes for children. All can count toward a reading goal.
Oh, have you washed and dried, trimmed and polished till you glow with pride? Trust my recipe.
The program is free, and although you do not need a library card to participate, it's encouraged so accessing free materials is simple. The summer reading program runs through July 30th, and people can pick up prizes as early as June 25th. Readers can track their progress on a physical reading log from the library or through the mobile app Beanstack. If you're interested in the summer reading program, visit any of the Wichita Public Libraries to get a reading log and get started. Garcia shares why he thinks reading is important.
Just a great way to kind of build yourself up, understand others, and open your world up to what there is to offer.
I'm Jennifer Anima.
Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be off Monday for Memorial Day, but we'll return on Tuesday. Have a great long weekend. For KMUW, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
The next literary feast will be held at KMUW on Wednesday, May 27th at 6 p.m. We'll discuss Son of Nobody by Life of Pi author Jan Martell. Public provides the feast, and participants are invited to bring a beverage to share. Tickets are $15, available at kmuw.org. Literary Feast is made possible by The Spice Merchant, a founding sponsor of the Arts and Culture Fund.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.